Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can. Here, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
All right.
And Tony.
So last night we were talking a little bit about the rising gas prices. We've got a bit of coverage here on Free Talk Live, and I mentioned that they were not quite to a record high. Well, now they are.
Oh, we knew that was coming.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed pretty inevitable that it was gonna happen, and it doesn't appear as though they're going to go down. I don't have a clip, but somebody caught Biden at what looked like some kind of an airport, and there's like a real quick clip of them asking him about gas prices. He says, they're going up. Blame Russia.
That is the meme. That's today's meme, is everything can be blamed on Russia.
Did he really say blame Russia?
Basically, yeah. No, I mean, like I said, I don't have the actual clip, but...
Dude, you're the leader of the free world, right?
Quote, unquote.
Well, yeah.
Did we introduce ourselves? It's Ian.
Aria.
And Cognitive, yes, we did.
So, there's a lot to talk about here tonight. The trucker so-called protest that is...
rubbing elbows with politicians.
Yeah, it's such a disappointment so far. We can get into what's going on with them. But let's start with the gas, the news. Yesterday, this wasn't official, but we kind of figured this was coming. And now it is official today. Biden has now said the United States will ban Russian oil imports in response to the invasion of Ukraine. So in case,
what, like 2% of what we use? Is it 2 or 4%?
Was that what it was? Okay.
It's not a whole lot.
It doesn't really matter, though. Look what prices did just on the presumption that the United States was going to do this. Now the United States has done it. It's not just a presumption.
And not just oil, either. It's a lot of product is going up in price, and, of course, those companies are blaming it on the invasion of Ukraine.
According to this story here at CNBC, the U.S. imported around 672,000 barrels a day from Russia in 2021, and that amount makes up roughly 8% of the total U.S. imports of oil and refined products.
Hmm.
Now, at the same time as Biden making this announcement, and it is quote-unquote immediate, according to the senior Biden administration official who spoke with reporters, no new contracts will be allowed, and existing contracts for Russian oil must be phased out within 45 days. In addition, we spoke yesterday about how now the Biden administration is courting with the government in Venezuela, the very same government that has been torturing its own people by, you know, essentially starving them out over the last decade. But now they're trying to buddy up with the Venezuelan government. We can talk more about that. But that's not all. According to other news headlines, the Saudi and Emirati, the UAE leaders, are declining to speak with Biden.
Huh.
So Biden has reached out to Middle Eastern oil connoisseurs and has asked for some sort of relief or some kind of assistance during this situation with Russia, and they're not even taking his calls.
I wonder if they've already had a sit down with Mr. Putin.
With Putin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, things that make you go,
Well, they're manipulating they're going to manipulate the price to get what, you know, to get the highest
well,
bid.
Well, right, yeah. If they know that Russia's out, they know the prices are going to go up, so why not cartelize and raise the price some more? I mean,
exactly.
The U.S. can only get so much oil from Venezuela if indeed a deal is cut with them.
Wasn't this the whole point of OPEC?
Was it cartelized?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So they already have the infrastructure in place. It makes sense.
So let's just say it's not looking too good for the gas prices to go down anytime soon.
Nope.
If Biden can't even get these guys on the phone.
Yeah, and if you live, you know, far from your work and or you drive for a living via VV, you're going to hit hurt. It's already hurting.
Yeah.
I had to fill up last night. I found $3.99.
It was my first time yesterday filling up over $4. I'd never filled up a gas tank more than $4 a gallon.
No, and I was just standing. I couldn't even watch the counter. I had to turn my head and look at some dust bunnies flying down the street. I could not watch the pump. Just
that bad.
It was that bad.
Yeah. It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse. And yes, it's going to get worse. And tomorrow, or sometime this week, I am going to go and I'm going to buy some more stuff.
I already
have a pretty good. It's not going to be the end of the world. It's not even going to be the apocalypse. But trying times are ahead of us. And some staples, some food products are still relatively affordable, and they haven't really gone up. I've noticed a lot of vegetables have gone up.
Gas prices is going to make everything go up.
That's what I mean, and that's why tomorrow I'm going to go add to my already substantial stock, because I think that after this week, sometime this month, this year, it is going to, just look at the gas prices. If that's all you had to go on was just gas, everything's going to go up.
Yeah. I was reading an article recently about the cost of eggs gone up because the cost to feed chickens has gone up. And so, like, there's this cascading effect that goes on. Everything that gets more expensive makes everything else more expensive.
Correct.
And, of course, you know, the Biden administration loves to blame corporations, but it's the government that's to blame for all of this with their endless money printing, the trillions of dollars in quote-unquote relief. Well, here's your relief.
Well, I wouldn't say
what comes out of that.
They're not printing. They're borrowing from the people who are, because they're,
you're talking about the Federal Reserve.
They are the main culprits. They're the ones behind all of this and who really control the strings. Yes, it's the printing of money. And all the regulations, of course, but you said it's trickle effect, so it starts with the feed.
Sadly, though, the government's just going to go, no, this is Russia's fault.
That's what they're doing.
And the masses are going to believe it.
And by the way, speaking of feed, not only does Russia, I didn't realize it was as high as 8% of our oil was coming from there, but let's not forget about all the other product, like food.
Yeah, they do a lot of wheat processing out there,
they
right?
They do, but the big one, I think probably the biggest on the list, second to oil, is fertilizer. We get a lot of fertilizer from Russia and from China, and that is directly in line when it comes to our food production. If we don't have fertilizer, oh, yeah, we can grow food, but it ain't going to be what it was last year. I try to use as little of it as possible because I'm, and of course, in line when it comes to our food production. If we don't have fertilizer, oh yeah, we can grow food, but it ain't going to be what it was last year. It cost more, and then that's going to trickle down to you, the consumer.
Did you hear that Vladimir Putin has now signed a decree that institutes quote-unquote special economic measures to be in effect until the end of the year, including a ban or restriction on exports outside of Russia? So they're not clear on what exactly, what product going to be prohibited to leave Russia.
Fertilizer.
But could be very well things like that.
Yeah.
Food products, because, quote-unquote, the decree is to ensure the security of the Russian Federation, unquote.
Gold, too. They ain't going to let any of their gold leave the country.
Bought a lot of gold over the last few years, too.
We were talking about this years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, when I heard those stories, I'm like, yep, he's getting ready. This guy knows what's going on.
Something's coming.
He's coming.
So those are some of the
hard to see that something is coming, right? That's why we're all about gold and cryptocurrency. It's obvious.
Right.
As long as there's government, there's something coming.
Yeah, well, when a leader of a country is making these decisions on behalf of everybody, the whole country, we're just crazy tinfoil hatters. What do we know?
Well, we seem to know a lot more than the average person.
No one listens to us, except everyone who's listening to this station.
So those are some of the most, you know, pressing headlines of the moment. Coming up, we're going to get into other stories. You've got something about the Pfizer details that have come out that were supposed to originally take 50 or 70 years to come out.
Oh, yeah.
They've been ordered out by a judge. You've got kind of a summary of that.
And also, no one is talking about it.
We're going to look at, because COVID's over.
It's over.
It's focused on Ukraine. wondering. But also, Aria, you and I had the same story about Venezuela and just kind of painting them as having this giant turnaround. And now things are just getting better over there. So it's totally fine for the U.S. government to go and be pals with the Venezuelan government goons.
Has Sean Penn been over there yet?
We'll get into it. Coming up here, 603.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. If you want to join the show, you can. 603-283-6160. 6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to David Burns, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of the AMPS program, amps.freetalklive.com. That's how you get to our Patreon. It'll take you right to the Patreon page. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us get the message of liberty on more great radio stations. We're on over 190 radio stations today, and not all at once, but over the week, there's 190-plus stations that air the show at various different times. We can have more. It just takes time. It takes effort. It takes money. And you're helping us with the money side. David Burns with a platinum sponsorship there. Really appreciate that. That means he's doing at least $25 a month. So thank you, David, over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll get into an update on the People's Convoy. What did they do today? Because they're still in the D.C. area. Let me just say, it's not too much to get excited about, but we'll get into it coming up here. First, though, we've been talking about the gas prices, and now Joe Biden saying that he's going to ban all Russian oil imports. At the same time, the UAE and Saudi Arabian official types will not even speak with Biden, and so they're not going to come to his aid. So he's going crawling on his knees to Venezuela, as we learned last night, the Biden administration trying to butter up the Venezuelan government, who they've been sanctioning for years now, since far back as Obama. So it wasn't just a Trump thing. It was, during the Obama administration, the U.S. federal government began sanctions against Venezuelan government people, and those did widen over time. Of course, the Venezuelan government has been doing the worst damage to their own people over the last several years, and that's because of socialism. But now, all of a sudden, the oil that Venezuela is sitting on is really interesting to the Biden administration. And then all of a sudden, the mainstream media is starting to promote how Venezuela, hey, they're not so bad anymore. You know, all that reporting we did over the last decade about how people are not quite starving, but they're hungry enough to where they're losing weight year after year, where the government can't even pay the bill to print their money anymore. They can't pay their money printer, which is a private company based in Europe.
Where they didn't have running water, where they were purifying sewage in order to drink it. Yeah,
yeah. The military was in such a bad shape, they were like capturing stray dogs or goats or whatever and killing them because they weren't getting enough food from the government.
I didn't hear about that
one. There were so many crazy stories in the last 10 years from Venezuela, and mostly in the last several years. It's just gotten worse and worse. But now, all of a sudden, Aria, you've got a story about a puff piece about Venezuela. Things are changing for the better, thanks to the dollar.
Yes, well, thanks to capitalism, right?
Okay.
And it's no surprise that the media is putting this out. I mean, just yesterday I saw a piece in the Military Times about how Ukraine is winning the propaganda war, and they pointed to the Ghost of Kiev, which is supposedly this pilot who has shot down like six Russian aircraft.
Fake news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same with Snake Island.
Yeah, there's no reason to believe this dude exists, and even Military Times acknowledges he probably isn't a real person. So when I see this and they quote, Carlos Villoria, who came home to Venezuela last month, he's a 35-year-old lawyer, this dude probably does not exist.
Mm.
And this whole propaganda war that we've seen between Russia and the United States and Western and Eastern media just makes it so clear to me that all of these people, this may not even be a real newspaper.
But he might be a spook, a fed.
Could it just be a made-up name, a made-up story about someone coming home to Venezuela based on something that isn't actually happening? They're saying he'd had enough of 15-hour workdays and abusive bosses as a restaurant worker in Argentina. Oh, so Argentina's the bad guy now, and he was working. He's a 35-year-old lawyer working 15-hour days with abusive bosses at a restaurant in Argentina. None of that makes any sense, right?
I'm just ready to wrap my head around I can't even imagine 15-hour days.
I think the idea is he was trained as a lawyer in Venezuela and then escaped because Venezuela was terrible and went to Argentina and then had to get work
That makes sense.
As a waiter, because he's not a licensed attorney in Argentina.
It's possible, but I still doubt that there's any truth to the story whatsoever.
Let's go on.
But his return is also emblematic. I'm going to find a job that pays in dollars, he said. After leading his country's economy over a cliff, President...
Wait. Yeah, I don't think he would. I don't think anyone going back would say that, not considering what crypto is right now.
What do you mean?
That's where Venezuelans who know what they're doing are either they already fled the country and are never going back.
Yeah.
And or they're over there using crypto.
It's still not that big.
They're using dollars as well.
It is true that and I'm sure they're going to touch on it in this story. It was probably as of like a year ago, we were reporting on how the Venezuelan government decided to officially look the other way when it came to the businesses advertising prices in both Bolivar and in dollars. It just became so common that people were using dollars, they realized that, okay, well, should be a way for us to save our hides, right? Because they knew that people were pissed. There have been protests over the last several years in Venezuela that didn't quite get to the point of running Maduro out on a rail, but made him probably a little nervous for his own personal well-being. And so at some point, they just said, all right, we're not going to arrest you anymore if we catch you using the dollar. Okay? So you guys that want a price in the dollar, it's fine. We're still not going to let you put it into the bank accounts, but if you want to go ahead and accept dollars, no biggie. We're not going to prosecute anybody. And that actually made a huge shift for the Venezuelan people because it allowed the business owners to actually openly accept dollars, because that would have been like a criminal act. They would have been, their business would have been shut down if they were caught accepting dollars previously. Now they can advertise that they do accept dollars, they can pay people in dollars, and so it has essentially dollarized the Venezuelan economy to a large extent. And I suspect that, again, that's
they do mention that. By allowing dollars to flow freely and private enterprise to flourish in recent months, Maduro seems to have breathed new life into his regime.
Yes, simply by not doing anything, he has breathed new life into his regime.
Well, that's really all governments need to do is nothing.
Yes.
He remains widely despised, but immigration has begun to slow. That's immigration with the E, people moving
leaving.
Out. Yes. People are returning, and the government is enacting laws to tax dollar transactions and allow companies to issue debt in foreign companies. All
currencies.
Yeah, sorry. All are signs that despite a triumphant world tour, including a White House meeting with President Trump, opposition leader Juan Guaido is further away from ousting Maduro than he was a year ago when he announced that plan and won wide international support. It goes on here at the time. Why is he even talking about Guaido at this point? He's been obsolete for more than a year.
Yeah.
You know, this is all they ever wanted, and I'm talking the powers that be. They want Venezuela to use the U.S. dollar and to sell their oil to us.
That's what they're about to get.
To play ball. This is what they always wanted. So they go in there, they rebelize the country, let them suffer for a few years, or a lot of years, actually. And then once they've given up and come to their senses, we'll play ball.
Yeah, all right, fatty. We got a contract for you now.
That's what this is all about from day one.
That's a good point. There's more coming up here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. More on this puff piece about Venezuela.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The European Union is pledging to cut its Russian gas imports by two-thirds by the end of this year. The EU imported around 45% of its gas from Russia last year, according to the International Energy Agency. This as congressional lawmakers are finalizing a government funding bill that would include $12 billion in aid to Ukraine amid Russia's invasion of the country. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, calling for quick action when that bill is ready for a vote.
The events in Ukraine have necessitated action, and we need to get this done and get it done very fast. The proposal that we've made on Ukraine is strong.
Ukraine's president is thanking President Biden for banning Russian oil and gas. USA Radio News. Arrests are made in a shooting near a school in Iowa. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
Six teenagers have now been arrested on murder charges stemming from a drive-by shooting outside a Des Moines, Iowa high school that left a 15-year-old boy dead and two female students critically injured. The teenager who was fatally shot is believed to have been the intended target. The two wounded teenage girls remain in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. In addition to first-degree murder charges, each of the suspects were charged with two counts of attempted murder.
McDonald's is closing up shop in Russia. The fast food giant is temporarily shuttering 850 of its locations in Russia as the country continues its assault on Ukraine. McDonald's CEO wrote in a letter that the chain will continue to pay 62,000 Russian employees. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. By the way, I want to say thank you to Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. If you want to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, let me tell you right now, it's a darn good time to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Bitcoin price today under $39,000 per Bitcoin. Remember, the one thing you need to know, one of the most critical things, is you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin or a fraction of a Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash is like 1% the cost of a Bitcoin. You can go and learn about the differences between them and other cryptocurrencies over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. There is a bit of a learning curve when it comes to crypto. You do need to get some basic concepts down, like why decentralization is important to the future of sound money. And you can learn some of those things over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. And also, if you are new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got them every day over at news.bitcoin.com. We're going to get back into Venezuela coming up here in moments with this puff piece written by apparently an Argentinian news source, Buenos Aires Times. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. But first, we've got Stephen on the line in North Georgia. Stephen.
What's up, guys?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Sorry. Y'all were talking about propaganda earlier, and I find it very interesting, some of the stuff coming out right now and where a lot of this stuff's originating from, and I feel like maybe the Ukrainians are propaganda too hard, because what is coming to light now is that the Ghost of Kiev, this guy that became the first ace in a less than 24-hour period, got five kills in 24 hours. Two of those, the one where he shot down two right after each other, has been confirmed to be a simulator.
Yeah, there's no reason to believe this Ghost of Kiev person is even real.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's been confirmed that the whole thing has been made up completely from top to bottom at this point. And I think the simulator you're referring to is footage from a video game called Arma 3, which was being passed around social media like 2 weeks ago at this point. It's pretty old news. Was being passed around, I don't know, seen millions of times as though it was actually footage from Ukraine when it was a video game.
Yeah, and when you consider that there's been infighting in Ukraine for the last decade, they have tons of footage of people basically beating themselves senseless, beating each other in the heads, blood, wreckage, burning. They've got lots to pick and choose from. This whole thing, this whole event, this whole invasion could be a wag the dog event. There might not be any truth in it.
Well, the stuff that I'm seeing is that this simulator footage actually comes from a legitimate simulator used by the American government, which I find very concerning, because what we now know is that the photos that were used to show that the president was running around with a gun defending his people, we now know that that was actually a photo taken. Not only was it taken a year ago, but it was taken using American money, like American government money.
Yeah, he might not even be in the country. His supposed alleged bunker that he's hiding in, it might be in Russia for all we know.
Yeah, Stephen, what you're referring to are a series of photos. I didn't see him toting a weapon in the photos, but he have a helmet and a flak jacket and, you know, camo gear on. And those photographs were taken on the border of Crimea when he was touring it in April. I believe it was April of 2021. So those are very old.
Those photos were sponsored by the United States government. And what it looks like is that simulator stuff might not be a video game. It might be a DOD simulator.
It's a video game.
Well, I don't know what footage you're referring to.
I just found it on Snopes. It is different from the Arma 3 footage. It comes from, I just had it in front of me. Hold on.
So there's different footage
out
there.
Snopes has really gone downhill. There are so many ads and crap in the way here. It is from
Were they ever up on the hill? They're about the same level as the Facebook fact checkers.
It's called Digital Combat Simulator. It's a simulation game that was first released in 2008.
Is it a video game or is it like a training simulator for actual pilots?
What's the difference?
Well, I mean, it's the controls and whatnot.
Stephen, thanks for the call.
Do you have a little controller in your hand or do you have a whole bank of switches and knobs to turn and twitch?
They have those for video games as well. There was this massive tank-based video game that came out a number of years ago that had like a controller that would fill up an entire desk. And it was just a video game.
And here I am complaining about buying an Oculus.
So I think
the
takeaway
of the game, but it was pretty cool.
The takeaway here is there's a ton of fake footage that has been floated as though it's real from Ukraine, and it's not even from Ukraine, a lot of it. Yeah. Some of it is, but it's old footage. Some of it goes back for years. Some of the destruction, some of the photos of destruction, some of the videos of people like throwing a Molotov at a tank or whatever. Almost all of this stuff has been identified as old.
And some of this isn't even the fault of Ukraine, right? Like the person who took the footage from Arma 3 or whatever.
It's just people on the web.
Yeah, it was probably just some person on the internet who was like, I'm going to become famous. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, guys, I captured this video. And then people saw it and
just
took
up a story about how it's so-and-so from Ukraine and then, you know, put the Ukraine flag symbol in there and shoot it out there on social media and see who bites.
Yeah, because no one ever facts check anything before they share it.
That's right. Very few people.
True.
So back to this story here. So again, it comes back to what you were saying, Arya, of how do you even know what to believe about this?
It's so hard.
I just don't.
And this is why people clue out. There are so many differing options out there that it's so much easier just to veg out and to listen to some talking head tell them what to think.
Mm-hmm.
And when we try to break this, because we're probably wrong all the time. Here we are, we're speculating. We're like, this is, you know, what can we trust? Can we trust anything? And I'm
I'm
of the opinion that no, you can't even trust us because we might be completely wrong this evening.
The only thing you can
trust might be 10,000 dead Russians and 10,000 dead Ukrainians right now, and when we wouldn't know because who would you trust?
The only thing you can trust is your own experience, and the fact is we're not there.
We're not there.
So
exactly.
We have no experience. We had some people call in over the last couple of weeks who claimed to be in Ukraine. One of them claimed to be in the Ukraine military or the defense force, as it's called. And later, somebody who is a Free Talk Live longtime supporter did reach out and said he suggested to that person to call in, and he vouched for him, said he was the real deal. And then there's another lady, Galena, who's called in twice at this point, and that's the closest we can come to saying maybe they're real.
And by the way, I didn't hear those. What were their reports? In a nutshell?
Galena's reports came in right before the supposed rolling in of troops into Kyiv, but she was in
Kharkiv.
She was in Kharkiv, and she had said she hadn't seen any conflicts between Russian troops. She hadn't even seen any Russian troops.
Yeah, well, I know that...
But she wasn't like a Russian sympathizer either.
Well, she could have been. How would we know?
Right. Well, at least based on
her first call. She could have been a Russian spy.
Based on her first call, she sounded very pro Ukraine. But
as a good Russian spy would.
As the similar to these nutter YouTubers and whatnots that want hits, the news organization is the same way. And this is, there are things there. The money makers when it comes to the newspaper and or the TV.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Correct. So elections and war. That's where they're always going to go with it. If they have
and pandemics. Pandemics turned out really good money.
Exactly. And
they beat that one too long.
It was beat way too long.
Yeah.
And it's seen its day.
Now they got a new set of lies.
Now they have a new set of lies. And I just, hold on.
And the sad thing is some people who were skeptical of the so-called pandemic have fallen hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, my God. These Republicans out there, one guy in particular, I have a vet. There's a vet that I follow on Facebook. He's right here in Keene.
Mm-hmm.
A personality, let's call him that.
All right.
And every day, 5, 6, 7 articles and or video of Ukraine winning. And he's just all in support of Ukraine. If he was a younger man, I wouldn't doubt he'd be on a plane right now heading over there with the other 16,000 that supposedly, allegedly, Zelensky said has signed up to help fight the Ruskies.
We got more coming up here from Venezuela. What is the puff piece the mainstream media is sharing?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open for you. If you want to join the show, you can just dial in at 603-283-6160. We'll get you on the air. With you tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
603-283-6160. One of the main topics we've been focusing on pretty heavy in the last two or so weeks since this Ukraine situation blew up is the fact that it's a propaganda war than anything else, and you should not believe anything you hear. I understand some people want to believe the things they're hearing because they want to believe that, you know, Putin's always the bad guy, and so therefore the Ukrainians must be the good guy, when of course the reality is these people are all government people and they're all lying thugs.
And as it turns out, there are actually Nazis in Ukraine.
Yes.
They actually have their own military division, apparently.
The Azov division.
The Azov battalion.
Yes.
And that's not a conspiracy theory.
It is not. They have their own, Wikipedia page, and it outlines a lot of information, and they've been doing business since Hitler.
Yeah, actually, Putin, in one of his earlier statements that I've actually read, I've not read it on the air, but I've taken the time to actually, because I want to know, what do they say? What is it that the U.S. and the Western, the European Union don't want me to read? They don't want me to read RT.
Yeah, why are they taking RT down left and right?
Right, so I'm going to go there and I'm going to read, you know, some of the stuff they're putting out, because I want to get the other perspective.
I wish that man spoke English. He just needs to stop everything he's doing. I know he's old.
Learn
some English. If he just had English sound bites, because some of the things he says, he's a Russian patriot. He loves. I think he really truly loves his country.
He's former KGB. I would be shocked if he doesn't speak English.
I'm military. Well, good point. Good point. He probably knows a lot. He probably knows a couple other languages as well.
I would imagine he does.
He's just playing.
But I mean, he's speaking to the Russian people when he's speaking. I mean, our president, Joe Biden, probably knows Spanish, but you don't see him, you know, going around speaking.
Can I say
Spanish?
Something?
Sure.
I don't understand. I don't understand a lick of Russian, but I understand Putin a hell of a lot more than I do Biden, who speaks English. Just saying.
One of the things that he linked to in his speech was the fact that Amnesty International, which is a fairly widely renowned group that does investigations on international abuses of human rights, right? Like, people have heard about Amnesty International. We recently reported, not that recently, but last year we had a report from Amnesty International about the Chinese government and their re-education camps, their detention camps of the Uyghur Muslims. Amnesty International, that was the group that did a lot of the reporting on that talked to a lot of the escapees. Well, guess what? They also did a report in September of 2014 on the abuses and war crimes by the IDAR Volunteer Battalion in the North Luhansk region. So there's a 7-page report about how the abuses committed by members of this IDAR battalion amount to war crimes for which the perpetrators and possibly the commanders would bear responsibility under national and international law. However, those members are acting with virtually no oversight or control, and local police are either unwilling or unable to address the abuses.
And or they are a part of it themselves.
I mean, that's a quick excerpt from a 7-page report on the Nazis and the fact that they are able to just do basically whatever they want to.
Yeah, like,
they're the ones.
You mean like stage coups to take over the Russian sympathetic government at the time in 2014?
And guess who's volunteering for the Ukrainian Defense Force?
Exactly.
Those guys.
I wonder if our buddy Cantwell is on a plane right now, heading over there.
And the Western media is doing the best they can to ignore that fact. Right, because who's behind the Ukraine invasion in a lot of cases? Western liberals.
Yeah. Now, there is one catch to all of this. Zelensky, supposedly.
He's Jewish.
Mm-hmm. And how did he get in there? And what does Azov think
about
that?
He's a self-hating Jew.
He could either be that, and or he's not supported by Azov Battalion.
Hmm.
So that is interesting, but having him in there really kind of quaffs the argument that this anti-Semitism is actually taking place, and pro-nationalism, pro-national Ukraine, which is what they really are.
Nationalists.
Yeah, they love their country and they hate everyone else.
So let's get back into Venezuela, because there's been a big change in the mainstream media coverage about Venezuela now that the Biden administration needs their oil all of a sudden. Now Venezuela, we're starting to hear about how they're turning around things there. Now they're letting people be more free, and it's helping everybody. And that's true. They are letting people use the dollar, and that has helped people, but it's curious that this coverage is hitting now.
Yes, it is. Because it was a year ago that the U.S. hit Maduro in Venezuela with sanctions on oil. They took a big hit, obviously, and many believe he would have survived, but the doubters...
Maduro, you mean?
Yes. But the doubters didn't realize how much help he'd get from key allies to evade sanctions.
Like Russia?
Well, they don't mention Russia.
That's one of their key allies.
They say the economies of the countries that have helped us are capitalist. China, Turkey, and India, declared David Parravicini, who is a lawmaker in their National Constituent Assembly. The new approach, to get their aid, apparently, you need conditions of economic liberalism. That's what China did to move forward, and it's now what we have to do, which is a new approach that includes secret talks Maduro had with holders of U.S. $60 billion in U.S. bonds, some of them American. So basically, that's what they did. They allowed people to use dollars, and evidently they started cozying up with people who had American dollars. This is the first I've heard about any of that. But Venezuela has the world's largest known oil reserves, and if this deal came to fruition, it doesn't really say what deal they're talking about. Oh, yes, it does. I just glossed over it. They were offering to pair holders of American bonds with a foreign drilling company that would be granted the rights to some government boondoggle, basically, is what I'm getting away out of this.
This is exactly what China does in all the countries they move into.
Yeah, well...
They build the infrastructure.
Well, Venezuela's offering to, it's very clear, pair bondholders with a foreign drilling company, presumably a Chinese one, that would be granted the rights to oil fields. It's all very confusing.
That's really interesting, because we had mentioned last night about how the Venezuelan government nationalized the oil industry in the 1970s with the creation of what
they
call...
They want to sell it.
Yeah, PDVSA, the Venezuelan oil corporation, basically, that's run by the government and has been run into the ground by the government, which is what they've done there when they nationalized every national. Been like hundreds of businesses they've taken over with government force, which has, of course, run a lot of the entrepreneurs out of the country. Because if you're an entrepreneur and you have a business that you set up in Venezuela and it was successful, and you start seeing other people in business having their businesses literally just taken from them, because that's what, for listeners that don't know, that's what nationalization is, where the government comes in and says, oh, mine. And just takes everything that you've done, everything you've created, all the buildings, all the cars, all the, you know, equipment, the capital, the employees, they just take it.
And for those not listening, I mean, for those not paying very close attention, that's pretty much what we have in the United States as well.
It's getting there.
Well, I mean, they haven't really nationalized industry in the United States. But
if you don't pay
COVID,
your taxes, they're going to take your property from you.
Well, that's true, but that's a little different. Nationalization is different. That's, nationalization is, we believe this industry will do better under the tutelage of the Venezuelan government, and it is now ours. It is a total takeover. Although during COVID, in the early days, they did use some sort of War Powers Act to force manufacturers to manufacture things like hand sanitizer. Sanitizer. Do you remember that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
hear
that
about
happened.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was hand sanitizer.
Of course, if I was a hand sanitizer in the production, I wouldn't have it. You wouldn't have to tell me to make hand sanitizer.
No, it was like companies that made
breweries and stuff.
Alcohol.
Real okay.
Distillers.
Now that,
or whatever.
Now that would be a problem.
Yeah.
Unless I was making good bank.
Yeah, so there were things like that. It wasn't just the masks were being forced. Some other companies were being forced to make masks. So it does exist to some extent where the government gang in the U.S. can step in and at gunpoint threaten people. Of course, we saw in Canada where the Ottawa government forced the tow truck drivers at the threat of violence to come in and actually tow the truckers from out in front of the parliament, which is why the tow truck drivers were covering their faces and their trucks with their logos or covering up all their logos because they were so embarrassed.
Now, if a bunch of U.S. corporations all got together and started, I don't know, boycotting Russia,
that's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. Would that be like stage one of nationalization of
companies?
That's just
straight up corporatism. I mean, that's just like corporate obedience to the state. They're not being forced to.
That's what I mean. But they're all doing it, and it's all political.
Yeah, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Starbucks now, according to CNBC.com, are going to suspend almost all of their business operations in Russia.
That's a bad business decision.
It's a terrible
business
decision.
It's horrible, but it's, I don't know, are they trying to get out of the way?
Signaling.
Are they trying to get it like Ford in Nazi Germany when he's selling plenty of vehicles to the Germans right up to the war?
We got more coming up here. You can join us at 603-283-61.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into like an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.